Is this the most frustrating season you've ever been a part of?
Definitely. I mean, we had so many self-inflicted wounds that just killed us. I mean, when you're on as an offense, when you have pre-snap penalties, the defense isn't even beating you. You're beating yourself at that point. And from that perspective, it was the most frustrating year I've been a part of.
Because of the nature in the NFL, too, as a player, do you just get used to the fact that every year there's going to be change regardless of whether it's a good season?
Based on my previous two seasons, the two off seasons have had big changes. The first year we lost to Sean. Last year we lost Mac and Shady, and this off season we're losing Chip. So obviously this is a results business. People want us to succeed. So there's a lot of pressure on the outside world for us to succeed, and when we don't succeed, the pressure is going to be mounted even higher. So I think, I guess that's just the nature of this city in particular.
Do you think there'll be a lot of turnover this offseason?
I think there's going to be. I mean, based on Chip's first year here to now, there's 11 guys on the roster. So in that perspective, there's going to be huge turnover. The new coaching staff is going to want his guys. I don't know if guys really realize that right now, that there's going to be huge turnover. Guys are kind of focused on being healthy, going into the offseason, getting better, but at the same time, there's going to be a huge turnover. I think that was the motivation going into the last game, that a lot of people kind of realized, hey, this is our last time playing together, and we want to go out there and make the most of it.
Plan for the offseason?
I'm going to go home for a little bit. I'm going to go see my girlfriend play a little soccer in January, but after that, I'm going to get right back into training.
Where's she at in January?
They're in L.A. and then San Diego.
What would you like to see them in a new coach here?
Just someone that's going to put us in situations to be successful. I mean, that's all you can really ask as a coach. Someone that's going to motivate all the guys to, I think, truly play as one. That's all you can ask for. At the end of the day, it's up to us to go out there and execute.
Is Pat Shurmur one of those guys, like yesterday? What did you see?
Yeah, I mean, I thought the offense played at an extremely high level yesterday. It was probably our best offensive game of the season, and I think that kind of reflects how he was calling the game.